Hello, everybody. Welcome to Weekly Trash, the safe place to cleanse your mind, body, and soul of all that trash you consume this week so you can consume some more tomorrow. I'm your host, Josie Van Dyke, and welcome to today's solo episode. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Did you watch The Bachelor last night? Because I'm sitting in my room right now. It is Monday night. I haven't watched yet. No spoilers. But I'm very, very curious to see what happens. I've given my thoughts on Patreon. If you're not a member, I will link ways to become a member if you'd like to become one, where I just give extra content. But I believe my prediction is that Daisy does something to make him cry. That's why I think he's crying. I think he chooses Kelsey though. That is my prediction. Again, haven't watched yet, so I don't know. But how's your guys' Tuesday going? How was your weekend? I spent all of it with family. It was great. We had some family in town on my side of the family, so we spent it with them. But Julia's episode came out on Thursday, and you guys have loved it. She is a sweetheart. That was my first time meeting her, and I just felt like we were besties. She is so lovable. You know those people where you just meet them and you're like, you are such a lovable human? That is Julia Hatch. Just truly lovable and gorgeous inside and out. And I think it surprised a lot of people to know her story and how she literally was homeless for a month. I mean, you look at her and you just think, oh, she's perfect. She's never had any struggles, which I don't know why society does that, where we just assume if somebody's beautiful that they don't have struggles. I know you guys don't know, you guys don't act like that because you're trashers and trashers know that everyone has trash. But society in general just thinks that perfect people that look perfect, have a perfect life. And that's just not the case. Everybody goes through something. So I think it was super cool for her to be able to share that story and give people a glimpse into her life. I announced Danielle is coming on the podcast. We pre-recorded because Carly's birthday's on Wednesday. And so I wanted to give her the day off. So we pre-recorded Danielle's episode, and that is another episode that I think is going to surprise a lot of people. When I first met Danielle, we had like a super heart-to-heart conversation. She opened up to me about her having a stillborn with her first. And so trigger warning, her episode is a little emotional, but I think it is so beautiful when people feel safe enough to come on the show and share these very vulnerable things, because I know that it helps so many people listening, whether they've been through it or they know someone who has, or they just want to feel like they're not alone in their struggles. I just think it's really amazing. And so I loved talking to Danielle. She really has a heart of gold. She's pure sunshine. So I hope you guys love that episode on Thursday. But let's see, anything else before we do personal trash? Oh, the giveaway. The giveaway, I'm announcing the winners today at some point, probably in the morning. So if you're listening to this at night, it's already been announced. The three winners of the 20K giveaway. No, I'm not giving away $20,000. Sorry, can't afford that. But there are three winners with some great, great prizes. So head on over to see if you were one of the winners on Instagram. But I think that means it's time for personal trash now that we've done the announcements. So let's get into it. Today's personal trash is brought to you by Thread. Let's dive into practical style with Thread. They've given the classic leather wallet a sleek update, focusing on simplicity. Embracing the mission to carry on, Thread is your go-to for all things carry and self-expression. Now let me share why I'm hooked on Thread essentials. Like the vertical wallet, wrist lanyard, and lip balm holder, there is nothing worse than digging through a bag full of random stuff, so I cut out the chaos with Thread. The vertical wallet is my go-to solution, and the wrist lanyard and lip balm holder is making everything I need just one reach away, simplifying my life and keeping me organized, which I need all the help I can get. So check out the entire collection, including these must-haves, at threadwallets.com, where functionality seamlessly meets fashion with Thread. And use code WEEKLYTRASH for an exclusive 20% off your order. Again, that's threadwallets.com, code WEEKLYTRASH. My personal trash this week, I took Bentley to dance, and when the scheduling of her dance is really inconvenient because it's right when Banks should be napping, and it's not long enough of a dance class to come home. So I just end up driving around during her entire dance class. And Banks and Brooks usually fall asleep in the car. And there's something so weird about living in the same area that you grew up, like the same place you went to high school. Because every day I drive down the same roads that I drove in high school. And like all these memories come back to me when I play certain songs. Like certain music opens up this flood of memories, and usually not good ones, into my brain as I'm driving down these roads. And usually I'm able to like tone them out or just like zone out and not pay attention to it. But because I had to drive around because Bentley was in dance, I was like, let's go down memory lane. So I turned on, I literally went on Spotify, typed in 2012 playlist. But to be more specific, I was in a mood of self-destruction. Okay, let's just put it that way. I did Spotify 2012 depressing songs. That's what I put. Because my kids were asleep. I'm like, if now's the time for me to just like be in my feels and pretend that I'm 16 again, like now's the time, I guess. So I turned on literally depressing songs from 2012. Like Rihanna, Stay, Somebody You Used to Know. You didn't have to cut me out. Make out like it never happened and know you were nothing. Yeah, very nostalgic for sure. So me and my children, my two boys, they're dead asleep, and I decide to drive past my high school, go Hawks. And my high school looks completely different than when I went. They've like redid so much of it. They built this giant ass auditorium in the very front of it. There used to be this A where you would like true Hawk, where you'd kiss somebody in like the middle of the A, and that's gone now. Everything is different. And my high school reunion, my 10 year reunion is coming up this summer in August. Low key, so excited. But I was driving past because the reunion's going to be at the high school. And I haven't really driven past the high school in a minute because it's kind of out of the way of things I usually go to. And it was just like crazy to be looking at the parking lot, like the parking lot where I kissed a boy, and the field where, you know, I played soccer, and the football stadium where I would go to games and sit in the student section. Like all these feelings just came rushing back in. And I was like, I'm now married with three children. Like what? How did this happen? How did this happen? I blinked and all of a sudden life was different. And I know I'm going to blink again and my kids are going to be in freaking college. And then I'm going to blink again and I'm going to have grandbabies and I'm going to blink again. And I just want to stop blinking because life is just going by so freaking fast. So yeah, I'm driving and then I decide to like go down this one road. It's this main road that I have many memories listening to sad songs and crying over boys. And it's just so surreal because I just remember driving down this road in my 1999 Ford Explorer that was so beat up, so depressed, suicidal, just not in a good place, crying, driving down this road. And now here I am 10 years later driving down that road in honestly like my dream car with my dream life, with my two precious babies, while my other precious baby is at dance with a husband that loves me, and just like driving down that same road, listening to the same song, but my life is just so different. I don't know. I was just really in my feels this week, and I don't know why necessarily, because nothing really happened, but it was crazy. It's just crazy. And you guys are probably like, yeah, Josie, that's how time works. Like, you grow up. But when you live in the same place that you went to high school, it's just something that I feel every single day. Like every single day I drive down the same roads. I pass the same grocery stores that we would all sit in the parking lot and hang out in. I go to the same restaurants. I do all the same things. It's just now my life is so different in the sense that I'm married and I have kids, but I'm still that same person. It's just, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, but it was some trash. It was a moment. It was a moment for sure. And then this weekend, because my mom's side had family in town, I went to my parents' house and I'm sitting in my bedroom, the same bedroom that I grew up in, where I would sit on the floor and cry. I mean, I cried a lot growing up, I guess. But now I'm sitting in that same spot with like my baby. And my life is so good. And I'm just so freaking happy and grateful. And it was just a wild ride. And now it's been 10 years and I'm going to have a high school reunion, which I don't know, like high school, even though it was one of the saddest times of my life, like I've never been more like depressed and suicidal at times. It was also the funnest. It was the best and worst of times, honestly. I have so many good memories, but also so many traumatic memories in high school. And so it'll be really interesting to go to the high school reunion and just like walk those halls, because just driving by made me emotional. So to actually walk in the halls and like go into the bathroom, the same bathroom where I locked the stall and cried my eyes out because I saw so-and-so kissing so-and-so, like it just, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. And it's something that I forget that I live in the same spot until this week. And I was like, wait a second, let's go down memory lane. I got nothing better to do. That's some trash. I don't really know where I was going with it, but yeah, 10-year reunion's coming up. Cannot wait. And I think that's, I don't know, is that weird? Is that so cringe of me that I'm excited for my 10-year reunion? I want my friends and I to have a sleepover at my friend Sydney's house, because that's where we would always have sleepovers, and like act like we're 16 again, just for the night. Like have a sleepover, go to the high school reunion, and then go back to her house, her parents' house, and have a sleepover. If you're listening to this, Sydney, Megan, Carly, Maddie, Peyton, I feel like I'm missing somebody, but if you're listening, let's do that. Let's freaking do a sleepover at Sydney's house. And just pretend like we're 16 again. Cause why not? We're all married with children. What the heck happened? I don't know. Some other trash is I filled up my car with gas with the car turned on for the first time ever in my entire life. I've never done that before. It was liberating. It was life changing. I will never turn my car off getting gas again. On TikTok, I was seeing all these videos of people being like, you can keep your car on, you can keep your car on, cops keep their cars on, keep your car on. And so I was like, what if I just kept my car on? And I did, and it didn't explode. And so this is my PSA, you can keep your car on. Don't turn your car on if it's already off and you're filling up, but if you just keep your car on the whole time, you're Gucci. Okay. You learn something every day. Also, I have a really bad addiction right now. I like get fixated on foods where I eat it until I can no longer eat it anymore. And I posted about it, but it's the jalapeno honey cream cheese with an everything bagel and turkey. It's a sandwich. And I've eaten it every single day. And then I have the weirdest craving after, which it's not that weird, but it's just kind of random. A tres leche, which is like a condensed milk cake with strawberries and whipped cream from Cafe Rio or Costa Vida. I have to have it. So I've had a tres leche almost every day. I haven't eaten the whole tres leche. I've now shown my kids my love for tres leches, and now they have love for tres leches. So we're just a tres leche family. We all love tres leches, except for Caleb, because he's keto. RIP, he wishes he could eat the tres leche. But yeah, we just love tres leches around here. And if you've never had a tres leche, I recommend you go to your nearest Cafe Rio Costa Vida, if you have one in your state, and get one. Because they're so refreshing, so delicious, so bad for you. So bad for you. Love a good tres leche. So yeah. Other personal trash is I'm obsessed with silver jewelry right now. Can't get enough of it. My wedding band is white gold, silver. And I remember being like, oh, should I get gold? Should I not? When we were getting engaged. And I was like, oh no, like white gold's just more timeless, the silver look. And I regretted that decision up until this year, because now I'm starting to wear silver earrings and necklaces, and I feel like it just makes things pop. I think silver is coming back. It's going to be the new thing, and I'm into it. I'm also addicted to shopping right now. Someone needs to take ASOS away from me, especially ASOS when it comes to shoes. I cannot stop buying shoes. Someone help me. It's a problem because I don't ever get ready. Like, the only time I get ready is if I have to like go somewhere for something, but majority of the time I'm home with my kids and we're just like going to do stuff like the park or activity places. So I look homeless. I wear like sweatpants. My hair's greasy and disgusting, and I just don't care. So I don't really wear real shoes. So I need to stop buying kitten heels, because when am I going to wear those? I don't know, but I keep buying them. So I got to stop. Somebody please take away my ASOS app, because it's a problem. And I also have next day delivery. I'm like an ASOS Premier person. So I order something, bam, next day there. Next day there. Yeah, I gotta stop. I really gotta stop. But that takes us to pop culture and TikTok trash. Pop culture and TikTok trash is brought to you by Spearmint Love. You guys all know how much I love Spearmint Love. Their selection is insane. They have over 100 brands that you can shop from, and they have every single baby essential and kiddo essential you could possibly want. And they just opened their 4th of July shop, and it is so good. There's red, white, and blue outfits, which you know I'm going to be getting for my kiddos so they can look so cute on the 4th of July. They have a new popsicle print, checkerboard, gingham, retro sunsuits, shorties, really everything. But the thing I love the most is their swimsuit selection. It is to die for. And so if you're like me and you're trying to manifest warmer weather, because there is snow at my house, pray for me. I'm ordering all the summer outfits because I need to have something to be happy about. And I'm really, really, really hoping that me ordering this is going to manifest some warmth. So if you're like me and you need to do the same, or you already are lucky enough to live somewhere where you are in the warmth, you have to go to spearmintlove.com and use code weeklytrash for an exclusive 25% off your order. And that is for podcast listeners only. So again, spearmintlove.com, use code weeklytrash. First up, Kate Middleton has come out and spoken and shared her cancer diagnosis with everybody, that she's been going through treatment, and everyone feels like assholes, as you know, as they should. But also, the royal team's PR did her dirty. They did her dirty. Some people took it a little too far on where the F Kate was. But for the most part, we just all had questions. And the royal family did not do a very good job at reassuring that she was alive. And even now, people are still thinking that this is still a conspiracy and that it was AI. Just let's let it rest, shall we? Let's just let it go. Let's pray for Kate Middleton that she's able to have a recovery where she can be a mom and be with her kids and watch them grow old, because yeah, cancer sucks. I've had people in my family die of cancer, and it is just the worst thing ever. And it doesn't matter what kind of cancer you have, it is scary. And I just hope everything is okay, that her treatments, I know she's probably getting world-class treatment, like the best of the best. So if anybody could cure cancer, it would be Kate Middleton's doctors. So get on it. Start working on it. Let's cure this bitch, because I'm sick of people dying. I'm sick of people dying of cancer. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Children, mothers, fathers, I can't. So let's cure this bitch. But I wasn't calling Kate Middleton a bitch. I was calling cancer a bitch. Like, let's cure the bitch. Like, cancer, let's cure cancer, not... you know what I'm saying. But yeah, that's been all over the place. Her video, though, I do wish her video, I would have liked to see William in the video with her, just because I feel like they've gotten a lot of heat on their relationship. And I think it would have been comforting to have a video of her with him and they were like holding hands. I don't know. I just feel like them showing up as a united front would have been nice. But just praying for her. Praying for her. But there's been so much sadness in pop culture and TikTok lately. I can't even get on the app without seeing something that is deeply disturbing when it comes to abuse. Between the Quiet on Set documentary that I watched, which is all about Nickelodeon, Dan Schneider, Drake Bell, Brian Peck, just that whole situation, Amanda Bynes, Jamie Lynn Spears. Between that, Ruby Frankie and Jody abusing her children in Utah, and then the baby that was left for 10 days and died while her mom vacationed. Sick. Sick. I have never wished so much evil onto somebody in my life. That mother that left her baby, she doesn't deserve the death sentence. No, she deserves to be left on an island to starve to death. That is what she deserves. I think we should do something where you have to go through the same amount of pain that you caused somebody. If you go to jail for murdering somebody, you get murdered the same way you murdered them. I don't know. Just an idea. Just an idea, throwing it out there, because it's sick. It's awful what she did. And she can blame it on mental illness, but no amount of mental illness can excuse this kind of just absolute evilness to leave your precious child alone for 10 days while you go and do nefarious things on your vacation. That poor, poor baby. There's TikTok videos that I can't even look at because I know I won't recover. There's one going on right now that I guess shows a Ring camera footage where you can hear her crying and screaming to death. To death. She died. Horrid. Then watching that documentary and just seeing what happens to kids in that industry of television, fame, whatever you want to call it. It's disgusting. It's sick. Nobody's protecting them. The whole documentary was disturbing, to say the least. I watched all four parts. Obviously, the part that was the hardest to watch was Drake Bell talking about his abuse from Brian Peck. And I'm so, so sad by the fact that his dad knew. Like, his dad knew that he was bad news, and Brian put a wedge between him and his dad. Like, pedophiles, abusers, they know how to manipulate people and how to work around people to get what they want. And like, everything could have been avoided. You know, like, his dad was on it. His dad knew he was bad news. And by removing his dad, that's when everything went downhill. And it's just so sad because his dad was the sweetest old man. Oh, he just wrecked me in the interview. I guess when Drake told his dad that Brian Peck was arrested, his dad goes, "Oh, thank goodness, I knew he was going to get somebody. I'm just so glad he didn't get to you." And Drake just kind of went along with it because he knew it would break his dad's heart when he found out. Eventually, he did tell his dad, and his dad said that he has been changed ever since that moment and just how it broke him. And like, he was trying to be a good dad and he got screwed over. And then I just know that there's probably other circumstances where this happens, where there's a child star and the parents speaking out, the parents being a parent, and they get in trouble for it, and their kid looks at them as the bad guy for being a parent. But every child star who has lived their dreams, in quotations, has had a really shitty life. Not one of them have turned out okay. I mean, there's maybe a handful. I mean, we have Hillary Duff. She's pretty normal. That's it. Like, Miley Cyrus, I guess, is decently normal. But I would say majority of children's stars go down a really dark path. And so it's like, is that what you want for your kid? I don't know. I don't know. I just think Hollywood, social media, it's not for kids. So it was hard to see what these kids went through, like the jokes. Like, how was nobody on set saying anything? Which I know why they weren't. It was because Dan Schneider controlled their career. But it's like, as a society, we were watching that and nobody questioned it. Like, that's crazy. Like, the videos of Ariana Grande doing her webcam series with Victorious, literally pouring water on herself, sucking her toes, like things that are so disturbing and not normal for a young preteen girl to be doing, or as a young preteen to be watching. It's just, yeah, that documentary, I recommend watching. I think it is very eye-opening to the industry. And I feel like Drake Bell really put himself on the line. Like, that is, nobody knew that he was the John Doe in the case, because when Brian Peck got arrested for literally not even a year and went to jail for not even a year, the person that charged him was labeled John Doe, but it was actually Drake Bell. And this was the first time he spoke out about it. And that just takes so much bravery. And I think in a way, watching the documentary is paying respects to Drake Bell's bravery to speak out. And so I recommend watching it. But like, it is very intense. The other most intense thing was the Ruby, Frankie, and Jody, and what they did to her kids. All the footage got released of Ring cameras, interrogations, arrests, and it was on ABC 2020, and it was horrific. Like, I knew what she was accused of. I knew what she got charged with, but to see photos, to see how malnourished and scrawny her 12-year-old son was sickening. His cuts on his wrists from his handcuffs, the saran wrap, the duct tape, truly something out of a nightmare. But what was most disturbing to me was her journal entries. Ruby was so psychotic, truly. Like, mentally ill, delusional, whatever you want to call it, possessed even. She thought she was doing good by God. It was bizarre. In her journal, she would write things like, the kids are of the devil and they need to repent of their sins. Just the craziest things. Like, there was zero remorse. It was so easy for them to charge her because she really had detailed journal entries of every single day that she would abuse her children and why they deserved it. And how they, like, she would say things like, I had him in the sun for all day long and he complained that it was hot. Pathetic. Like, there was not an ounce of remorse or motherly love or anything, anything. And Jody is a sick human being who obviously wants control. She obviously has some demons. I think Jody's projecting. She obviously has a lot of issues and she got into therapy to maybe try to, I don't know, try to out therapy herself. She is a crazy person. She is an abuser. I looked it up. She has 2 children of her own. So I'm curious what those 2 children's lives were like growing up, because they haven't really talked about it at all in any of these documentaries about her own kids. But I mean, she really, really has a very distorted way of looking at life and thinks that kids need to be punished and abused to get the devil out of them. It's just sick. It's gross. It's awful. And I hope Ruby stays in jail for a very long time. I know she probably won't, because she'll probably get out for good behavior and they want to make room in the jail for who knows who else. So she'll probably get 4 years, which is awful because those kids shouldn't ever have to see her again if they don't want to. So watched that, watched Quiet on Set, saw the TikTok about the baby. Like there's just so much sadness. And Caleb asked me, he's like, how can you watch these shows? Like when you're literally crying and so distraught about it. And I think with Quiet on Set and the Ruby Frankie documentary, I was able to watch them because I knew the outcome, in the sense that I knew that the victims are alive. They're okay, in the sense that like they're going to be okay. They're working through it. They're with people who love them. But if there was ever a documentary about the baby that was left for 10 days, there's not a chance I could watch it because I know the outcome. And the outcome is the baby died. Like there is no happy ending. Like that's it. And so I think that's why I could watch it, because it is very hard to watch. It's not something I like. Like it's not entertaining in the sense that, oh yeah, this is a really good show. It's like, no, this is horrendous, but it's like, you can't look away. But I don't think I could watch it if I didn't know the outcome, or if I did know the outcome and the outcome was death or like worse, something even worse happening. Like I don't think I could watch it, but it was sad. There's a lot of sad, sad, evil things in the world this week, and I hated every minute. But now it's time for Trashers Trash. Trashers Trash is brought to you by Road to Baby. Did you know that 1 in 8 people in the U.S. alone struggle with infertility and have difficulty growing their family? The team at Road to Baby understand the pain and frustration that can come with infertility, and they are here to help you navigate that often bumpy road to parenthood. Road to Baby is a surrogacy, egg, and sperm donation agency based out of San Diego, California, who connects those in need with surrogates, egg donors, and sperm donors to help them grow their families. Road to Baby believes in fairly compensating those who make the dreams of parenthood come true. First-time surrogates working with Road to Baby receive a minimum of $56,000 for their incredible dedication. Egg donors are generously compensated at $10,000 per donation, and sperm donors earn $5,000 for the first donation. If you've ever considered becoming a surrogate, egg donor, or sperm donor yourself, we encourage you to reach out to Road to Baby. You have the power to change lives and make parenthood dreams come true. And wait, there's more. If surrogacy, egg, or sperm donation isn't for you, but you know someone who might be the perfect fit, you can earn $1,000 in referrals for egg and sperm donors and $6,000 or more per surrogate referral. So if you or someone you know is struggling with infertility, remember that you are not alone. The experts at Road to Baby are here to help you navigate this often challenging path to parenthood. Their experience and guidance can make all the difference in your journey. Road to Baby exists to help grow families, create life-lasting connections, and make dreams a reality. If you're ready to take the first step or just curious to learn more about the process, schedule a free consultation with Road to Baby. Visit www.roadtobaby.com. roadtobaby.com. Got diagnosed with postpartum anxiety last week and finally got on meds that are much needed. Still don't know how I feel about it, but my kids deserve the best version of me. Yes, they do, Mama. They really do. And I know that took a lot to go to the doctor and get prescribed, but I said this in my, that's what she said speech, that it's a Band-Aid. Medication is a Band-Aid, but it's a Band-Aid that a lot of people need to keep going. And so I'm so glad that you were strong enough to do that for yourself and for your family. And it's only going to get better from here. I have 3 kids under 5 and I want my 4th, even though I'm losing my mind constantly and my youngest is 14 months old. Is something wrong with me? I don't know, girl. Is something wrong with me? Because I'm the same way. I want a kid, but I don't think I should have another kid. I am always stressed, feel like I'm not doing a good enough job, feel like a bad mom, so like overstimulated, tired, overwhelmed, but yet I want another baby. Like what? Like something's wrong with both of us, I think. I don't know why that is. And these women who are like, oh, I knew I was done. I'm like, I want that feeling. I want that feeling. I feel like it would give me so much peace of mind. But every time I say I'm done having kids, it doesn't feel right. But then when I say I'm going to have another kid, that also doesn't feel right. So I don't freaking know, but I'm in the same boat as you. I also have 3 kids under 5. What are we doing? Who knows? Just found out I'm pregnant with my first. I'm so excited and nervous. Send tips. You're going to do great. My tips are every baby is different. Every pregnancy is different. Every experience is different. So don't take everything as Bible. Okay. Some things that work for other people might not work for you. Just know that you will have mother's intuition. You'll know what your baby needs. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to figure that out. Sometimes there's depression, there's anxiety involved, and make sure you're talking to your doctor, but you will know what your baby needs and just give yourself grace. It is the most beautiful thing on the entire planet, being a mom. You're going to do amazing. Don't be nervous. You're going to do a great job, and your baby is so lucky to have you. Been married for over 3 years, and I don't think I've ever had an orgasm. What the hell am I supposed to do? LOL, ugh. And then I have to read another one because I'm going to give these people the same answers. I've been married for over 1.5 years now, and I'm still not very confident in having sex. What can I do to make sure that I can have an orgasm? I know you talked about a cock ring. Please give me all the details. Okay. Cock ring is in my link highlight bubble on Instagram. You need it. If you've never had an orgasm, try that. I promise you, 99% of people who I've recommended that to have had an orgasm after. It'll change your life. Try that. If it still doesn't work, send it into Trasher's Trash and then we'll go from there. But you got to try that first. You got to try that first and let me know how it goes. I'm a hairstylist in Ogden area in Utah, and I had a client whose appointment was supposed to be about $400. They blocked me and did not respond to any of my messages and didn't show up. Like, to just not even tell me you weren't going to come and then block me, I'm so annoyed and embarrassed for our younger generation. Okay, that is so rude. I don't know why they couldn't have just said, I can't come. But to full on block you, like what? People suck. I'm so sorry. Okay, this one, like this person I'm scared of. I'm ducking, in quotations, ducking. D-U-C-K-I-N-G. My local college this week. I'm hiding 600 mini ducks everywhere, and then I'm blaming it on someone else. No one would ever suspect me. I'm a 40-year-old who likes to stir the pot and watch it play out. I also manage apartments and randomly saran wrap cars in the middle of the night. Excuse me, you need help. Like, check yourself into a mental hospital. What is wrong with you? You're a freak. What? You're 40 years old and this is what you do for fun? Get a life. Sorry, you're weird. That is so weird. You like to blame things on other people and watch it play out and then saran wrap cars in the middle of the night? You're 40. No, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. Please go get help. Please seek help. That's so weird. Me and my boyfriend got in a huge fight and pretty much broke up. Then we decided to try to work things out. We both feel like we're meant for each other, but we keep fighting over the same things. Every time I think about breaking up, I feel like it's wrong, but also right. Help. Break up with him. Break up with your boyfriend. I've said this before. If you're already having a rocky relationship dating, end it. There are so many fish in the sea, even though it doesn't seem like there is. You will find your person. Marriage is hard work. Life is hard. Why do it with somebody who you fight with all the time? No. Break up. Break up. He's your boyfriend. He's not your husband. You don't have to work through it. If there's this constant fight that doesn't seem to go away, it's not going to go away. Break up with him. I used ChatGPT on an assignment for one of my general elective classes at BYU and changed some of the wording. They caught on and gave me a 0. Is that fair? If it was for my major, I'd understand, but it is a stupid general elective class. Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, that is fair because like that is cheating. But let me just say, I would be so fucked if I went to college because I would cheat on everything. I cheated my whole way through high school. There's no way I could do college. I would be using ChatGPT for every single thing. I would be doing exactly what you're doing. So I feel you. I feel you. I'm sorry you got caught. Unfortunately, that's fair. That's cheating. But I would have done the exact same thing. The exact same thing. Okay, we'll end with this one. My best friend of several years has developed a smell. It started out mild, but has now gotten so bad that I can't really sit next to her. I have to wash blankets and Febreze my house when she leaves. Do I tell her? I don't want her feelings hurt because she's very sensitive. Help. Yikes. That's hard. Okay, this is what I would do. If my friend was stanky, next time I was with her, I'd be like, when no one else is around, it's just you two, be like, I just got this new deodorant and it's so freaking good. I actually ordered two. Do you want one? Give it to her. Okay. Okay. This is just one idea. Okay. I have another one. Give it to her. Be like, doesn't that smell so good? And then be like, I was smelling so bad lately. And then I started using this and it's like changed my life. Like talk up this deodorant. Okay. See if that does anything. Or you rip the Band-Aid off. You say, hey, I love you to death, but did you change your perfume or something? Because something smells different. And just bring it up as smells different. And then she can be like, oh, no, like, I don't know. Like, maybe, like, what does it smell like? And you're like, I don't know, but it doesn't smell very good. And that might be harsh. But do you want your best friend walking around places smelling bad and people thinking she smells bad? No. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it. And the Lord chose you. Okay. So you can do it in two ways. You can sneak deodorant into her purse, or you can just tell her in a very lighthearted, light way. Just, hey, did you do something different? You smell different. It smells weird. You know, like, not like, girl, you smell like ass, but just like something's different. Something's different. And then go from there. Let me know what you do, though, because I am curious, because you never want to hurt someone's feelings. But also, is this one of my friends? Am I stinky? Is it me? Please tell me. Please tell me if I'm stinky. I would love to know. But that is it for Trashers Trash. I hope you guys have the best week. I will see you all on Thursday with Danielle Davis. Go ahead and leave me a 5-star review telling me you love me because I love you. And don't forget to take out your trash. Bye.